Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time.
Welcome to Counting to Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Tzelem Elokim, seeing the godly greatness inside each and every one of us. Torah in its purest form isn't meant to just teach us halacha, Jewish law, our story, or even deep inspiring ideas. Yes, Torah is meant to do all of that, but also Torah is meant to help us get in touch with our greatest, most meaningful, and most authentic self. Now, sometimes that's lost along the way, but one of the greatest leaders who really taught this kind of Torah, the Torah of self, the Torah of understanding and accessing self, was Rav Yisrael Salanta, the founder of the Musar movement who lived in the 1800s. His rabbi's rabbi was called Rav Chaim Volozhin. Rav Chaim of Volozhin, he lived in the 1700s. He was a student of the Vilna Gaon, the genius of Vilna. Today, I'd like to teach his teaching on the concept of Tzelem Elokim, but more than that, the Midah of Tzelem Elokim and how to cultivate awareness of Tzelem Elokim inside each and every one of us. We know that in the story of creation in Bereshis, when God creates man, it tells us that Hashem creates man b'tzalmo, in his image. B'tzelem Elokim barauso, in the image of Elokim, he created him. Rav Chaim Volozhin says, let's back up for a second. We know that God doesn't have an image. God is not a non-physical being. It's one of the principles of faith. It's one of the foundational concepts relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean that we're created b'tzelem Elokim? So says Rav Chaim Volozhin, Tzelem doesn't mean similar to in physical traits. Tzelem doesn't mean carbon copy, as in we have the same ears and the same eyes as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. No, Tzelem Elokim means we have the same attributes, the same behavior, or even the same personality traits, if you will, as Elokim. So when we say we're created b'Tzelem Elokim, it means we behave like God. We act like God. Not that we look like God. So what does it mean to act like God? Well, says the Nefesh HaChaim, it's interesting that the word that Hashem chose when he wrote those words, the word of God, the name of God that was chosen was Elokim. There are lots of names of Hashem, but Elokim, when we're described as people who behave like Hashem, it uses the word Elokim. And Elokim, the Kabbalists explain, is the God of creation. We know the first name of God used in the Torah is Elokim. Bereshis bara Elokim. Elokim means the God of creation, or, in Kabbalistic terms, Baal Kochos Kulam, the master of all powers, the creator of all creations. So, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Hashem is telling mankind, you, every single one of us, is created to behave as a creator. Now, one second. We aren't behaving as creators. God creates the world, something from nothing. Yesh mi'ayin. Nothing existed, and then God brought the whole entire world into existence. I, on the other hand, the things that I create is just a manipulation of my environment. I take food, and I repackage it and create a dish out of it. I take raw material, I take wood, and I put screws in, and I create a table. So what does it mean that I am created as a creator like God? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, no. We, humanity, is created as creators who can create something from nothing. What are we creating from nothing? Ourselves. We have many moments in our life which are moments of deep activating bechira, free choice. Imagine the scene. There is a fundraiser for somebody you know, and you go into the funding campaign, the charity, whatever it is, the link, and you hit the link and you put in your credit card details, and then it says, how much money do you want to donate? And your fingers hover over the keys as you battle in your mind between two possible numbers. There's the higher reach that you'd like to give, and then there's the lower money that you'd like to hold on to a little bit of that money yourself and give a little bit less. In that moment, should I give the higher amount or the lower amount? The higher amount, the lower amount. In that moment, you are creating you. Or in a more spiritual realm, you're creating your Olam Haba, your future self and your future world, eternal world. Today, as we work on the Midah of honing in on our Tzelem Elokim, notice a moment of choice in your day Notice yourself and ask yourself, am I as a creator, as a Tselem Elohim, am I making a choice in order to bring God into me and in order to bring eternity into the world? Thank you for learning together.